those satisa who have in their mind, I just want to discuss some common errors in the adhan and in the namaz, the imamat. So just to remind me, just think about it, which common errors which have been made, because the purpose of us having students to make imamat and give adhan is so that it can be corrected. And that is very important. So, any other ustads who are here, who have that concern, please come forward. Who is here? Maliziad, come forward. And just remind me, yeah, right in front here. One is first the adhan. Before we had a complaint that adhans were being pulled too long. That alhamdulillah seems to be eliminated. But now it's gone to the other extreme where it's too short, like a elan. On one occasion, Maghrib adhan was so short, iqamat and namaz also, wal asri inna atayna. There were hardly one or two serfs and namaz was over already. So that should not be the case. The average time for adhan is about 3 minutes. So it shouldn't be pulled against the rules of tajweed, etc., long, long, long. But it mustn't be made so short, also just fast, fast, like rattling it off. Adhan has got a shan in it. And the shan of adhan must remain. That is very, very important. And then, after Maghrib, many times it also happens that Muaddin is the Mukabbir. It's not here, and there is a delay. And that also we shouldn't be so short. Give a little gap, because du'as are readily accepted between adhan and takbir. So, if in adhan, any other points coming to mind? Please think of it. Or anyone else here, musallis also, anyone who has in mind. Then namaz itself, some of our imams make the sometimes the qiraat very long and sometimes very short. Try and balance it always in all our namazes. And many times ruku and especially sajda is very fast. We hardly read one tasbih and the person is up already. So that should be make the tasbih properly. And then also the tasbihat after namaz. Mostly we only finish 33 times subhanallah and alhamdulillah and already the imam picks up his hands. With the time for reading the 33 times Allahu Akbar, then the fourth kalima after that, there isn't given time for that. So we shouldn't rush it to that extent. And what else? The speed of the adhan, one is Tarawih speed, that is a different speed. And Fajr must be a bit faster than that. Mustn't read Fajr how, Fajr must be a bit slower than Tarawih speed. And then Maghrib must be also a bit slower because short surahs. Not very slow, not qiraat. Many that also many imams make this mistake that they make the qiraat in namaz. Like we're having a qiraat jalsa or something. And sometimes in asr, in maghrib, in isha, medium speed. Not too fast, not too slow because there is osate mufassal. And yeah, that's very, very important. And what we should, yeah, also remember those who are Hanafis. When we stand here on the mimbar for khutbah, don't make salam. This according to the Ahnaf, this is not permissible. You just stand up. Also at the end of the khutbah, after the ayat, Barakallah, Barakallah. Barakallahu lana wa lakum fil Quran. That part, many imams leave that out. We should read that part also. And also, when we start our namaz, according to Ahnaf, after takbir, to say saddidu, sufufakum, straighten yourself, switch off your cell phones, is not correct. According to Ahnaf, where takbir is finished, then immediately the takbir of namaz must start. If you want to make any announcement, before the takbir. But once the takbir, between the takbir and the namaz, there shouldn't be anything. Immediately, the imam should start with his namaz. And then after namaz, the sitting for fajr, for asr, for fajr and asr, a person must turn. Either he turns this way straight, 90 degrees, or he sits 45 degrees. According to some ulama, it's only 90 degrees. Or he faces the congregation in whichever direction. And he should try and move a little bit front and sit. Also, one very important thing, that many times we find our senior ulama are still finishing the namaz in front especially. Or any musalli, you can see now he's about to finish his namaz. We watch the clock, that it's now time for namaz, 8:30, we start. And the poor person is just about finishing. Show respect and adab to the person. Especially to senior ulama who are here, and they are just about finishing. You can make it out, so wait a little bit. And when coming for namaz, which mashallah, I see the students are doing, don't try and cross in front of the senior ulama. Come a bit from the side, etc. Keep that respect in mind. What else? I was just thinking of this, and now suddenly I thought I'd speak. Actually, I have to make points of all this. Or even the students, if anything comes to your mind, anyone, let us make muzakara so that we all can benefit. And also very important, which is the rule of the madrasa, azan is to be practiced in the classroom. And the iqama also, how iqama is to be said. And the namaz also, jumma also, the khutbah also. I think Qari Yunus is in charge. Qari Yunus is in charge. So students must go to him. This was a practice in Hardoi by Maulana Abrar al-Haq sahab, rahmatullah alayh, where they first practice. So go to Qari Yunus sahab and practice that what qiraat you're going to read and the correction of it, etc. Anything else? Mani Musa, Mani Jaya, make a note of this, and then we add, and one day we will make muzakra of this again. So this is very important, and that is the purpose why we have students. And remember also, to make imamate in front of your asatiza is not so easy. But if you will manage it, inshallah, you'll have no problem anywhere in the world to go and make imamate, and you'll do your imamate correctly. So it must be practiced first so that imamate can be done correctly. And even the sirri namaz, that also. And you must learn, this is also one sunnah, that you must learn namaz practically from somebody. It is for this reason that either you're making imamate or not, learn practical namaz from somebody, not only from kitabs. And here we got Qari Yunus, we have given him this work. So especially those who are making imamate, when it's your duty, go there, your Friday khutbah, your namaz, practice it properly. Also, Jummah time, when the imam comes and sits on the minbar, some of the people who give the takbir, the adhan, they stand a bit far, or they stand on the side. Don't be shy. According to the Ahnaf, you stand directly in front of the khatib. It's right here in front you stand. You don't stand on the side or anything. The second adhan is given in that way. Any other points? Another point is that after we finish namaz, then many times it happens, the imam wants to move his place from the musalla, he goes off the musalla. No problem. But while he's still On the musalla, he reads quite a few tasbihs. He carries on, or he's just sitting. And the person at the back has started namaz already. Now he crosses that person, which is not permissible. To cross a musalli, we all know is not permissible. And if the imam himself is doing it, and in front of everyone, and many times also we are so unconscious, we see the imam looks at the back. Is there anyone? He sees the person making namaz, still he crosses. This is very common not only here in the madrasa, but generally outside also. The imam sits for a little longer while. You want to read something? The best, according to our akabir and aslaf, after farz namaz, don't delay. Just a short dua and start with your sunnats. But if you want to read something, then move away first, so that the person at the back, you don't cross over his place. Any students got any questions on this, then that also more points will come out. Oh, yeah. Jazakallah. This also happens that many times some space is left. So cover up that space. If it's just a little, even if you have started namaz, move. So that you don't leave gaps in between. That is also very important. Some students and some people got the habit, they like to stand in the corners. And they wait there for the saf to come to there. That is not correct. Wherever the saf is ending, we must go and join there. And as if there is space and they move, you also move a little bit. Yeah. Anything else? Loudly.
Before one saf is finished, starting another saf.
Gee, yeah, this also happens. Many times the one saf is not complete and we start the second saf. First complete the front saf, or even if you have to move right from here to the right to the end, but complete the first saf. And then start with the second saf. Haji saab, tumhara zehn mein hai? Ji, the proper way of adhan, as I mentioned, and the full, there is lot of detail in adhan and iqama, and that must be taught in the classroom. That is a complete different subject. That when you say hayya ala salah, don't turn your body, turn your head only. Hayya ala falah, turn your head only. And there is detail of it in iqama also. Actually, this time I don't want to discuss that. Sometimes they think it's important. We will discuss that also. How to give adhan, how to give iqama the sunnat way. What about namaz? Gee, many times this also happens after tahiyyat, durood sharif, then it's dua. Allahumma inni zalamtu. A person didn't even complete it. And the imam makes salam already. And the salam also don't make it too fast. Just one said, assalamu alaikum rahmatullah, assalamu alaikum rahmatullah. Do it properly. Properly, your full head must turn and your eyes must be focused on your shoulder. Then you bring your head back to the front, start your second salam to the other side. And the tasbihat, read them properly. And sometimes if tasbih is not finished, and the dua already is finished of the imam. Okay. So, and that is the purpose why we want students to make, but it is also our duty to show the correction, so that it can be corrected. Otherwise, just like that without correct. And yeah, if we do it properly, in the madrasa you will learn your namaz correctly. After you leave the madrasa, nobody is going to tell you. Hardly you will find anyone to tell you. That is why we do have it done in the classroom. And when Musa bring that up in the mashura, it must be done. Even if it's necessary, you have to have two or three ustads to train the students. The khutbah, everything properly. Any other points?
Sometimes, the student was a break, the person was a break. big space and no one can go.
Yeah, if a person, if there is a space, a student had to leave, his wuzu broke, then the student at the back must fill it, must just come forward and fill it up. That's correct, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Fill up that space. Anyone else? Any? So anyway, please, Manijaya, Manimusa, make a list and one day we can do it again. And also write there that is Adhan and Takbir also. We must discuss that also with the student. Haji Sahib, take care of it. Anyone else? Any point? Namaz is the most important and we must try and correct our namaz. Maulana Abrarul Haq Sahib Rahmatullah used to say, let us all make effort that at least Adhan can come according to Sunnah in the world. Maulana Inamul Hasan Sahib Rahmatullah used to say, let us all make effort that at least namaz can come 100% in the world. And namaz, the outward namaz also, and inward namaz also must be corrected. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah.